two Republican lawmakers say Wisconsin's drunken driving laws are weaker than other states, and it's time to make them stronger. As WUWM reports, the legislators are introducing six bills they believe will get the job done. On Thursday, people weighed in on the first three during a committee hearing. Most people Wisconsin arrests for driving under the influence have done it dozens of times and will continue doing it, according to Alberta Darling and Jim Ott. They're the two Republican legislators submitting stricter penalties. Senator Darling says Wisconsin has a drunken driving problem in part because the laws enable it.
There are lots of do-overs until you get to a felony. Many of our offenders don't think it's a real problem because our policies say, you know what, it's not that serious. The first offense is like a parking ticket.
Darling and Assemblyman Ott want a mandatory 10-year prison term for drunken drivers who kill someone. Another bill would make the third OWI conviction a felony. 4 years ago, Paul Jenkins lost his pregnant daughter and 10-year-old granddaughter when a repeat offender crushed their car. Jenkins told the committee he's frustrated.
I find it very difficult to understand why our Wisconsin legislature cannot get done what 49 other states are doing.
Most people who testified favor the bills. However, a few shared concerns. David Callender is with the Wisconsin Counties Association. He says he opposes the plan requiring six-month jail terms for intoxicated drivers who cause injury.
When someone is in jail, it costs the county and county taxpayers $50 a day for that person. When we're talking about 6 months in jail, we're talking about a mandatory cost of $9,000. These are significant costs. The bill does not provide any funding for these costs.
While the committee hearing focused on provisions in the three bills, Ronald Dagg wishes they contained more. Dagg is a Milwaukee County prosecutor. He says Wisconsin should establish sobriety checkpoints.
It is not the most effective way to get a lot of arrests, but it's shown to be one of the strongest deterrent effects for people drinking impaired because it encourages them to think about their decision to drive before they go out to the bar.
The committee did not vote on the proposals. It'll wait for an upcoming hearing on three more bills. One would expand Wisconsin's treatment courts. They address addictions. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.